This morning, we hear from businessman Anderson Cherry.
I'm 48 years old, and if I project my life to the age 80, I have 32 more years of life. Now, in 32 more years, I would like my business to live on past 32 years old. I'm probably for another 100 or 200 years. So first, my thinking or our thinking must be different. Secondly, we have to look at businesses that will last over 100 years. And most businesses can if you put the right structure in place.
And what is the right structure?
Well, let us look at other companies, for instance. Let us look at the Williams Group. The Williams Group is into water. They're into garbage. They're into no solar. If I look at how garbage will be collected for another 100 years, it ain't going to change. If I look at the sun, I don't think the sun going to go out in another 100 years. And I don't think people are going to stop drinking water in another 100 years. We need to just think different and go into those type of business. And when we speak about support and support from government, we as a group need to come together and put together projects like that to government that can last 100 years for the black man. Now, let me look at the support that we need to get from our own as people. If I started a business and our markup for our business is about 20 or 30%, and as businesses expand, you need a lot of work or continuous work to feed that business. And that is where the support comes from government, or the supports come from us as a group of people. And that is where we need to look at. We need to look to support us as a group of people. We need to support our own.
So what do you believe has to happen to push us more in that direction?
Well, first, let me speak about the average black businessman. He needs to change. He needs to think different. He needs to think outside the box. Let me speak about government. They need to support black businesses more. They need to support black businesses more. For instance, let us look at first any black business out there that have a 20 or 30 year plan before government. There's not much of us. Why? One, we don't ever get a chance to sit on a table to produce it. And when we do sit down on that table, we are looked at as not be able to get the job done. Government and government ministers need to take us seriously as black business people, as one of our own, and help us as much as they help the other companies. I heard about a waste energy plant that is coming, David. So we're looking at the people in the island who garbage is going to be generated for another 100 years. And that company want to take that garbage and turn it into electricity, which is not a bad idea. But I don't agree with the way it's going about. But look at what's going to happen. We're going to take that garbage that is generated by black people and white people, but we're going to take that garbage and turn it into money. Why can't we do the same thing with our own garbage?
When you talk about giving the black man a chance, people will look at the success you've had with garbage and sewage on the one hand, and then they will say, and Crab Hill Police Station, what would have happened there? Because David, they will point to that. Yeah.
David, well, let us look at Crab Hill Police Station was a project that I had. It was terminated because of non-payment. I wasn't being paid. So I determined the contract because of non-payment. I wasn't being paid and have not been paid up to now. Look at my success in, people can look and say my success, but look at my failures. And look at Seal Winner's failures. Apesil has been closed down or been sold. So when one black man fail, we are crushed to the ground. But when a certain people fail, it was a deal that went bad. Come on, let's face it. Reject, bankrupt, into bankruptcy. I went into bankruptcy. I had my challenges. The banks come and knock me about. I get insult. Are you talking about success in VS management or in my project? SBRC burnt. It was a mistake that went bad. My project burnt. I was tortured to the ground. My office was burnt down. I still get the backlash for what happened at Lower State. SBRC burned. The government landfill burned. Bees burned. Look at the two people that get criticized the most, myself and Bees. All that we need is an opportunity.
Businessman Anderson Cherry. on Sagicor's Early Business.